This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right. We got to have a little Volpe conversation here before we get back to this football stuff. Yanks have a real issue with Volpe. He's just not getting better. There's really no other way to frame it at this point. Like, I was just doing of course, you know he's hitting 198 and, you know, he's never on base. Like, you know that stuff. But I just want to see it just did a very basic dive this morning. I mean, his whiff rate and his K rate, he's in the 15th percentile. 15. I mean, that's like the kid in school who's bringing home 37s on tests. He's not even, forget about passing. He ain't even getting 50s. All right. And then look at the sweet spot rate, 6th percentile. Man, I watch Volpe, and I think the biggest issue for me and the very frustrating part, I got to blame the Yankees a little bit on this. I have to. Yeah, I mean, he's in the box here, but I do not think they've helped him with this. He still doesn't know what kind of hitter he is. Like, his approach is all out of whack. Like, who are you? Well, I got news for you. You're never going to be a home run hitter. Despite the fact that you swing from the heels every at bat. His approach stinks. There's nobody pulling for this kid more than me. When they drafted him out of Del Barton, I'm like, this is awesome. This kid, 25 miles more or less from where I live. A Jersey kid playing short. Oh, my God, for the Yankees? Who grew up a Yankee? This is amazing. But there's an expiration point on that. And I'm getting near it. Like, I think the first step is you got to play him a little bit less. I'm not saying you send him to the minors. They'll never do that. I don't think they should. Because his defense is still good, whatever. I don't think it should be a rite of passage. I'm going to say this. Like, I don't think he's earned the right anymore to just roll up to the ballpark and know that he's in the batting order. I think it's got to be a little element of taking a little peek, you know, hey, am I in there today? You know, I'm 1 for my last 20 with 7 punch-outs. Am I going today? You know, he's always playing. I think at the very least, the Yanks got to find, I mean, Peraza, Cabrera, night or two. I'm not saying it's a perfect answer, but can they be worse than him as a hitter? I think the biggest thing that hurt him was that he stepped into or stumbled upon 21 home runs as a rookie. I think that was the absolute worst thing that could happen to him because I think it kind of reshaped maybe in his mind and maybe organizationally who he could be. When I see Anthony Volpe, and I don't know how Anthony Volpe can't see this by now, let alone the Yankees with a million cameras and a million coaches, dissecting every aspect of every swing that he's ever taken since the day he was drafted out of Del Barton. I don't know how he goes up there every single time, swings from the heels, he still can't catch above average fastballs at the letters or above, and he still chases, and he still can't sniff laying off an outside slider. How is that not corrected by now? Unless you're just not what we thought you were going to be. Which, by the way, is entirely possible at this point. It's year 3, man. You know, at first there was a hope. You know, and Witt was obviously very young at that point, too. But the hope was, all right, you know, because you don't really know about intangibles when somebody's coming up. We when Jeter was coming up in the minors, nobody raved about his intangibles. They talked about the fact that he made 50 errors early on as a shortstop in the minors. But then they lauded his approach and his attitude, and but his arm, but his speed, and all the other stuff. Like, it is year three. It is almost May. He's hitting 198 after hitting 209 his first year and 243, which at this point feels like Wade Boggs. Man, I don't. They're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot here because they don't have seemingly any other internal options right now. And he's not good enough, and he's not earned the right. Cashman earned the right. Every time I say that, I think about that rant. Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild the Yankees. But Volpe has just, quite frankly, not earned the right to play every night. You know, his on-base percentage still below 30%. I mean, when's this going to happen, man? So I've long ago abandoned any hope that he's going to be like a Witt or a Gunnar Henderson or, you know, one of these young studs. I'm not even sure if he's going to be a functional hitter at this point. Because there's no evidence that says he's going to be. His average is always low. He's never on base enough. He's a strikeout machine. And he's wildly inconsistent. And I'll tell you, I was fooled a little bit. I thought the way and I remember talking to Aaron Boone about this. I was fooled by the way he swung the bat in October. And not just the grand slam that I was at that game. It was an awesome moment. But even his outs were loud. On the button. Right center field. Line drives. His approach stinks. His approach is ass backwards. It is broken. And by the way, so is Jazz's. But that's more on the Marlins than, I mean, the Yankees didn't draft Jazz. Like, I got to exonerate them a little bit, you know? I don't know. I really don't know. Hey, Hoff, let me pull you in here for a sec. All right? Objectively speaking, all right, because, you know, we do the whole Yankee method. I don't want that now. But you know, you follow baseball. You do the Rico. You watch baseball. You know baseball. What when you watch him play, what do you think this kid is?
I got to be honest, and you're gonna hate that.
Already said what I said. Again,
if I'm a Yankee fan right now, I'm missing the fact that we let Gleyber Torres go.
Oh well, no, that I don't
because
I'll let you finish your thought.
His bat in the lineup was more explosive than Volpe's has ever been.
I don't disagree with that. But it was time to move on. The energy, he's a better hitter than Volpe. I'm not going to fight you on that, no doubt. But, like, I guess what really has me worried here is that, like, this is now, how many games has he played? He's played
344.
Almost 350. He's had almost 1,300 at-bats. You know, another 1,400, 1,500 plate appearances. Like, I'm not saying that you should be a refined, polished gem at this point, but geez, can you show a modicum of progress?
Well, what was his numbers in the minor leagues that ever did they ever make you feel like he was going to be the next 20-20 type of hitter or 430-30 type of hitter? Like, that's my question. I know he had speed, that was something that was never not a part of his game, but like, show me where this kid was supposed to be that Bobby Witt type of player that you're referring to. Give me that, because I don't know if he ever was. And to be honest with you, if he's not going to do that, then his glove has to be perfect at shortstop. That's something that's got to happen. Like, he is not good enough at shortstop right now alone defensively that he should be playing every single game if he can't hit.
Yeah. I know you were on the phone. That's what I was saying. Like, I think it's no longer, you know, where he just gets out of his car, he pulls into the Yankee Stadium parking lot, and he's like, all right, where am I hitting tonight? I think it's at some point it's got to say, am I playing tonight? I'm okay with that. You know, like, I don't know. I thought maybe for a while, like, they ran him out there all the time. But I loved guys who play every day. That's why Lindor's every day and Pete's every day. And when Judge is not, you know, out for, like, months when he runs into a wall, plays every day. I love when you just play every day. And he plays every day. But I don't think I want him to play every day anymore. You know, and I thought that maybe part of his lack of progress was that, you know, he was getting a run down, you know, adjusting to the rigors of Major League Baseball. I do think the COVID year hurt him. Remember, he was drafted in 2019, to your point about the mind. So he's drafted in 2019, doesn't do anything in, I think, 35 or 40 games in rookie ball. Hits like two something, didn't do much at all. A couple steals, a couple of home runs, nothing nuts. But then he's all the 2020 out. But there's other players that went. He's not the only one that didn't play baseball because of COVID. You know, so I don't want to hear that. And then you get to 2021, and I'm like, this is where I thought we had something. Now, it was still a ball, but he was a first-round pick, and he's 19 or 20 at this point. Hits .302, leads the league in 35 with 35 extra base hits, you know, steals, hits some bombs. I'm like, okay, this is the player that they thought that they drafted. But really, since then, there's been no evidence of that continuing, and he's just not snapping out of it. It is a big problem. It is unavoidable. I don't doubt at some point this year, Anthony Volpe, some point maybe in May, is going to have a two-week binge where he goes 12 for 29 with five doubles, three bombs, and five steals and hit .320. I know. I'm sure he will. But then what's going to inevitably follow is a 2-for-30 skid or a 2-for-25 skid with 12 punch-outs because that's who he is. Yeah. And that's not good enough.
But at some point in time, though, you have to sit there and say, okay, he can't start every day, but like, hey, maybe we need to fine tune his swing. He can't do it here. He's going to go back to AAA.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm not going to send him to the minors. I don't know if they would be more open to that. I would not do that because there is value. Like, if he was a deficient fielder where he was just, I know he had a tough play the other night, couple tough, but that was actually a spinner, right? And that should have been a hit, and it was. He hasn't been great this year defensively, and he doesn't have a great arm. But he is a reliable shortstop, and he can run.
Yeah, but again, like, is that what you really need right now? Now, with the pitching, yeah, you need to have reliable fielders. But you're also just trying to out-smash teams at times. He's not contributing in that aspect of it. I mean, at this point in time, you'd almost prefer to have like a guy, and I hate to say the guy's name, Jose Iglesias. He's not that good. He's a singles hitter, but his OPS is higher than Volpe's. His batting average is 100 points.
Yeah,
he's batting .298. He's not a good player, but he's a fantastic fielder.
Yeah.
So everything that you want out of Volpe defensively, Iglesias gives you that and more. Plus, he's getting on base.
I wanted the Yankees to sign Iglesias. I like him.
Minor league contract.
I know, dude. And you know, the funny thing is, like, Iglesias certainly hit more than Met fans thought he was going to hit last year. How many times have we said he set the all-time batting average at home for a Met ever? So, I mean, he did things nobody saw coming. But if you look at some of his other years, it's not crazy to say some of his averages Volpe will never touch. I'm not just talking about last year. So, I don't know what the answer is. I'm just merely pointing out a problem that's not getting better. And I generally try to come with solutions. I really do. Like, if it was the leadoff hitter, then I could say, drop him in the order. They've already done that. If he tweaked his approach this offseason. If they didn't do that, I could say, well, do that. They did it. Didn't work yet. I don't know what else you do. I don't know. I mean, I don't need to yell about this the rest of the show. But it's a bit of an issue here. Joey's in Westchester. Joey, BT, and Sal. What's up, Joe?
Hey, BT. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay, buddy. What's happening?
I agree with you 100% on Volpe. The thing that I noticed with him is he's super late on, like, especially high and inside fastballs.
Yes.
Like, and it's like, ridiculous. Like, the ball is, like, almost in the glove already by the time he's swinging. He's swinging through it.
I see it all the time. Joe, I mean, and I'm not talking about, like, 99. Like, you know, even mid-90s, which is kind of like early, low 90s, like it was back in the day when everybody was throwing 92, 93, rather than now, where everybody's chasing triple digits. Like, he's late on a fastball. Like, here's the Volpe at bat. Fastball a little elevated that he fouls back or swings through. Then there's a slider and the other batter's box that he either takes for a strike or misses by a mile, and now it's 0-2, and you're dead.
I mean, that happened in the World Series against the Dodgers.
It happens every night.
Yeah. The other thing, though, I will say is if he can become a slightly above average hitter, he's worth it to keep on this roster.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree.
It's because of the defense, right? He's like a 3-4 win war player, right?
Yeah, his war was about, I think it was 3.5 or something like that last year. Yeah. Now, and by the way, Joey, if the average, thanks for the call, if the average can just get up to something that is passable, well, now his other speed can be unleashed. Like, this guy should be stealing 40 bags with the two engagements to first base And his jumps and his instincts and his straight point A to point B speed, if he hit 260 or 270, he might steal 50. Hey, you can't steal second if you're not on first. All right. And, you know, we'll get a break here. But the Volpe stuff, I honestly don't. Now, there are many things, whether it's the dart stuff, the jet stuff, but I mean, everything we do on the show. There's always a counterpoint or a real ability to disagree. I don't know how any Yankee fan that watches every Yankee game like me can remotely disagree with a word that I just said. I'll take it a step further. I would almost guarantee that right now, if the Yankees have WFAN on in there, whether it's Booney in the clubhouse or whatever it might be, they're sitting there shaking their heads. They know they got a problem. We could sit here all day and say, hey, he can run, he can pick it. Yeah, can you hit? Can you hit? Year three.